Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
Well, good morning again. My name is Sherry Quander. I want to take a minute to thank Reverend Russell Hyland for inviting me to spend another wonderful Sunday morning with all of you. The title of my talk today is A Grateful Spirit. Now, I know you've read that it was a grateful, cheerful receiver. But you know, sometimes when we want to keep all the mechanics of our centers working, we need to kind of get information to the staff with a little advance notice. So when Reverend Russell asked me what my title to my talk was going to be 3 or 4 days ago, that's what I came up with. Well, since then, you know, new ideas have come flowing into my head. So here we are. We're going to be talking about the grateful spirit. In the book of Acts, in chapter 27, verses 34 and 35, it states, "Wherefore I pray you take some food for the sustenance of your life, for not a hair shall be lost from the head of any of you." And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, they began to eat. Well, folks, Thanksgiving is here. Where has this year gone? Well, I'll tell you, this has been one of the most challenging years on record. Challenges took place in this year that will go down in the history books in capital letters. This world has been asked to endure so much this year. And here we are at Thanksgiving, a time when our society typically puts us in this grateful place of values of coming together and celebrating as families and breaking bread together. And due to the challenges that we are facing right now with this pandemic, we're being asked to not participate in this annual activity of gathering together and breaking bread and sharing love face to face for the sake of our health and our well-being. It appears we're all being asked to dig deeper into the depths of our spiritual being to find a way to participate in joy and in spiritual principle of being in gratitude under a really extraordinary circumstances. I know that yesterday, one of my little cousins is expecting a baby. And so one of her sisters decided to put together a baby shower. So we had this virtual baby shower. And it was a lot of fun. And we enjoyed that communication. And so we're finding ways to make things happen. While the Apostle Paul was imprisoned in a dark and dank jail, he wrote, "I have learned this one thing in life, that whatever condition in which I find myself, herein to be grateful." In her book, The Miracle Minute, Mary Manon Morrissey explains that Paul is saying something very important for us in the experience of our amplified living that comes from a state of gratitude. Paul is saying, "I am not grateful for being in this prison. I am not grateful for this experience. I am grateful in the experience." Nelson Mandela was in prison for 27 years. And he had all these years to feel angry and victimized. He had all these years to grow hateful and unforgiving. And he chose not to do that. He chose not to go there. Instead, he began to ask himself questions. And he came up with this question. Is it possible that my imprisonment is a step in a much bigger divine plan? The truth that he was a child of God began to vibrate within his being. And he continued to ask that question. He may not have known how his life was going to make a difference in this world, but he believed it would. And as a result, he was able to be grateful while in the experience. Of course, we all know the end of that story. How many of us are dealing with challenges of finances? How many of us are dealing with unemployment and business challenges? How many of us have, by choice or by circumstance, released relationships this year? How many of us have had health challenges or children who have proven to be challenges? And how many of us are dealing with our grief over the transition of loved ones? So the Apostle Paul was saying, no matter the conditions, be grateful while we are in the experience, because the act of being in gratitude is transforming. Now, you know, we all know the old saying, life is something that happens to us while we're making other plans. Life is happening all around us all the time, whether we've made plans for it or not. We may not have to say how it comes, we may not have a say in how it comes to us, but we do have a say in how we respond to it. On October 3rd, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln was in the midst of expressing gratitude, great gratitude, for the pivotal Union Army victory at Gettysburg. And he decided to announce that the nation would be celebrating an official Thanksgiving Day. And it would be a holiday, and it would be celebrated on November 26th in 1863. On December 26th, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the resolution establishing the fourth Thursday in November as the federal Thanksgiving holiday. Somehow in our social evolution, we agreed that being grateful was important enough to have a federally sanctioned day off from work. The universal principle of gratitude is way bigger than just one day off from work. It is a means by which we can continue to be conscious of what we have at our disposal every single day. Being in gratitude lifts our perspective. We know that we are all a form of energy. And gratitude, being a very high vibrational energy experience, has the power to change our energy field in such a way that we begin to have access to a field of all possibility. When we are grateful for all that we have right now, our focus becomes more enthusiastic about the good that's yet to be. It's at this place in our evolvement, in our spiritual growth, our spiritual maturity, that plays a big role in our lives. Being in a true energetic state of gratitude while in the midst of any emotional or physical state of pain or frustration, it takes a lot of practice. takes a lot of focus, takes a lot of effort. The deeper our belief in our relationship with spirit, and the easier it is to feel our feelings move through us, we allow them to move through, then we can be enthusiastically focused on our good in our lives. Because that is ever taking place. Our good is ever forthcoming. I tell you, it's been difficult to scrape through all of the stuff that's coming at us. I think most of us have learned in our lives right now how to turn the TV off. We listen to the minimal amount we need to know to function, and we turn the TV off. It gives us an opportunity then to focus our attention on this idea of living a life that is enthusiastic, no matter what's going on out there. The power of God is ever guiding, directing, inspiring, prospering, and blessing us into more and more and more of our good. Now, if we have made a decision to practice becoming more conscious of our thoughts, feelings, perceptions, and beliefs, we can gain more control over these thoughts. And we can focus them on finding something to be grateful for in every situation. Many of us have created a habit of maintaining focus on what's not working in our lives. Now, we all know that we get into these spells where we are focusing on the discomfort, we're focusing on what didn't happen and what we're afraid is going to happen and where things are quote unquote going wrong in our lives. We have this behavior where we want to keep reliving the situation and keep telling the world the same sad story over and over and over. This is like driving a car in the snow and having your tire hit a rut, and you keep spinning and putting your foot on the gas and spinning and spinning and digging the hole deeper and deeper and finding ourselves trying to get out of that. If we would just stop grinding the engine and stop focusing on the fact that we were stuck in a hole, stuck in a rut, then the opportunity to remember where the AAA card is in your purse and to remember that, oh, you know what? I got some cat litter in the back of the car that I forgot to take out and put in the house. Let me go get that. These ideas will have a chance to emerge when we move from the what it is we don't have to what it is we're grateful for. Now, I know for me, if I'm I would have been chastising myself because I didn't take the cat litter in the house. And then what I get to realize is that, okay, let go of the fact that what you were planning on doing wasn't perfect. And then we find the gifts in our ability to be grateful for where we are, what we're going through, and knowing that there is a resolution for good. No doubt that this has been a tremendously trying year, and we can choose to let the challenges of this year take us over. We can choose the tool of gratitude and use it to transform our consciousness from deep desperation to great expectation. We know that wherever God closes a door, he always opens a window. We know that God is ever present. And we can say that that there has been an appearance of a whole lot of doors getting closed this year. And by means of a conscious practice of being grateful for all that we are and all that we have right here and right now, even if that is drastically different from what we had last year, we can set ourselves up for new opportunities for spiritual miracles to demonstrate. God is always present. God is always there. reminds me of a story. And I don't know, you might have heard the story before, but the story for me is always pertinent. There was this lady who had two small sons, two young sons, let's put it that way. They weren't small. And one was 11 and the other one was 9. And she lived in the Midwest. And these young boys were always finding themselves in trouble. Wherever the trouble was, they were close. So one day the mother decided she'd reached the end of her rope and she went to the minister in her church and she said, "Can you help me with these boys? I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do." The minister says, "Okay, have them come over to my office tomorrow. Have them be there about 3 o'clock. He says, "I'll take them one at a time." So she sent the youngest one first, and the youngest went in and sat with the minister. And the minister looked at the little boy and he said, "Son, where is God?" And the little boy stopped and wasn't quite sure what he was supposed to say. I started getting big as saucers. Minister looked at him again and said, "Son, where's God?" And the little boy sat and he started rocking in the chair and kicking his feet and getting nervous. And once again, the minister looked at the little boy and he said, "Son, we need to know where is God?" Well, at that point, the little boy just kind of freaked out. He jumped up out of the chair. He ran out of the office. He ran out the front door. He ran down the street. He ran home. He opened the door to his house. He ran in the house. He opened the door to the closet in his bedroom and jumped in there and slammed the door shut. His older brother goes running in there. He goes, "Well, what did he say? What happened? Tell me what happened?" And the little boy looked up at his older brother and he said, "God is missing. And they think we did it." God is never missing. God is never missing. God is always there. I invite you to ask yourself, just as Nelson Mandela did, is it possible that my imprisonment or challenges right now are a step in a much bigger divine plan? In her book, How to Let God Help You, Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "Heaven and earth listen and respond to the soul that is quickened into praise and thanksgiving. Praise is gratitude in action." She continued to write, "Giving thanks has increased meager supplies into superabundance before, and thus it can again. Elijah did it. Jesus did it. And the same power is latent in you. Why not bring it forth?" No matter what the state or condition in which we find ourselves right now, I invite you to simply move into that state of gratitude. When we are feeling stressed or sad or fearful, take a moment to acknowledge three things, just three little things that you are grateful for in the moment. Stop. Take a breath and acknowledge three things that we are grateful for in the moment. Just that small act gets the snowball rolling. Our spiritual lesson here is to stay present in the truth that God is the source and substance of all of our supply. The more we can be in gratitude for the supply that we have right now, the more the floodgates open and the more good can roll into our lives from a consciousness of grateful, enthusiastic expectation. So I leave you now with these words from Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter the gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. He is steadfast. Love endures forever. And his faithfulness is to all generations. With God, all things are possible. So blessings to all of you in this coming Thanksgiving week. And so it is. Join me now as we take a breath and as we move into prayer. We know right here and now the one truth, and that is God is all there is. We also know the truth that each and every one of us is one with that life of God. Each and every one of us is a magnificent, individualized expression of all that God is. We have an opportunity in every moment to be in gratitude for all that we are and all that we have. We know as we move forward, we have an opportunity to expect our good, to know that Spirit is lifting us, holding us, guiding, directing, inspiring, prospering, and blessing us in every single moment. We move forward, recognizing that whatever it is we feel is a challenge, this too shall pass. We get to move forward, knowing that we are each here in this lifetime with an opportunity to contribute to the highest and best of this universe. We all have a job to do in this regard. So as we love ourselves some more, as we have faith and trust in the process of truth, as we recognize our oneness with Spirit, we greatly move forward, able to give, able to share, able to rebuild anything that appears to be not functioning at its highest and best. We know that no matter the appearance of any challenge, any flood, any hurricane, any fire, any earthquake, or any human-created chaos, God is in the middle of it. Divine order is taking place. Divine timing is taking place. And we have the opportunity to trust and to have faith in this process. So we send blessings to each and every one of you here this morning, knowing that no matter the appearance of anything that you feel is going on in your life, God is in the middle of it. We are magnificent, individualized expressions of good. So with that knowledge, I release those words into the divine life of God, the divine power of God, the divine knowing of God, with that expectation of good, with that expectation of each word being completed. And I know here and now that God is in charge and all is well. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m., or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.